It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of John, John chapter 9. We're going to study today, John chapter 9. We're going to begin reading with verse 6, and we're going to read through verse 23. While you're looking that up, John chapter 9, verse 6, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Glad that you've joined us today, now that you look to the Word of God as we begin reading with John chapter 9, verse 6. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay. Said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way therefore, and washed, and came seeing. The neighbors therefore, and they which before had seen him that he was blind, said, Is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, This is he. Others said, He is like him. But he said, I am he. Therefore said they unto him, How were thine eyes opened? And he answered and said, A man that is called Jesus made clay, and anointed thine eyes, and said unto me, Go to the pool of Siloam, and wash. I went and washed, and I received sight. Then said they unto him, Where is he? He said, I know not. And they brought to the Pharisees him that aforetime was blind. It was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then again the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. He said unto them, He put clay upon mine eyes, and I washed and do see. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, This man is not of God, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. Others said, How can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them. And they said unto the blind man again, What sayest thou of him that hath opened thine eyes? And he said, He's a prophet. But the Jews did not believe concerning him that he had been blind and received his sight, and until they called the parents of him that had received his sight. And they asked them, saying, Is this your son, who ye say was born blind? How then doth he now see? His parents answered them and said, We know that this is our son, that he was born blind, but by what means he now sees, I know not. Or who hath opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age, ask him. He shall speak for himself. These words spake his parents, because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Therefore said his parents, He is of age, ask him. Let's begin with prayer before we start the study today. Father, I thank you that we can come and read your precious word. I thank you for the power of your word as we read your word. We know that by the power of your word we can be saved because of your word. We know that by and through your word we can be saved as well. Then we can grow and know your way and will and live according to your way and will by and through your living word. Thank you for it today. Now please that you will guide and lead us as we study these precious words today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have this man born blind, and now he can see. He can see because of what we found in the last couple times we've been together. We looked at the sixth verse very carefully. The fifth verse tells us, I am the light of the world. That is Jesus. And so we have the light that's coming, and we know, according to the Word of God, that we must follow His directions, and it takes the Word of God for salvation. We must have the truth to do that. We read last time Psalms 119, verse 130, concerning what the Word can do. It can bring light in. And we thank and praise the Lord that He brings the light in, because we are totally and completely darkness. There's no light in us. And so without the power of God, without the presence of God, from the outside coming in, will we ever have a desire to turn to God? He calls us. Praise the Lord that He does that. That He calls us. How is this blind man healed? He was healed because he was touched by the Master. He was touched by the Lord Jesus. He spoke to him. He said the words. And when he had thus spoken, verse 6 says, then he spat on the ground. He anointed his eyes with clay. And he gave him instructions. At that time, the blind man was still blind. And I want you to see that. Jesus comes into our life first. He touches our life. Now, we have a decision to make when we feel his presence. Do we follow his instruction, and come by him? Because if not, it'll be destruction. We need to follow his instruction. We need to listen carefully and do what we're told to do. And you know what we're told to do? We're told to come and believe. Confess our sin and believe. Now let's follow after this today as we've looked to this. We know this man was blind. There was no question that he was blind. And you know, when he has seen his sight, and we know according to verse 7, he went his way therefore, washed and came seeing, the last part of verse 7 tells us. And now we come to the neighbors. We come to the neighborhood. The neighbors, therefore, and they which before had seen him, so not only the neighbors, but also folks that knew him, that he was blind. Now look at that in verse 8 as we come down through there. I don't know about you, but I do underline and make notes in my Bible that you can see so that you can come very clearly. And I have underlined the neighbors. Okay, we've started there, and then I've included the next of that group, they which before had seen him. And then I have circled that he was blind. They have confirmed. People that knew him knew he was blind. And they begin to talk about it. You know what happens the day you come to know the Lord Jesus? The day that your eyes, you begin to see, that light comes in and you begin to see, you're no longer blind. People, we begin to notice a difference. Who's the first ones that notice the difference? Those that are around you, your family members, your neighbors. They're the ones that are going to begin to notice that difference quickly. And here it's no different. We find the neighbors, therefore, and they which were before him seen him, that he was blind, said, is not this he that sat and begged? Remember, I told you that he was just nothing but a beggar. And that's what we are without the Lord Jesus, is nothing but a blind beggar. Now we come to verse 9. Some said, this is he. Others said, he is like him. But this man heard the conversation, didn't he? And what did he say? I am he. He clarified it immediately amongst the neighbors and those that knew him from before. He cleaned that right up quickly, didn't he? I am he. There was a difference. The blind man can see. He says, I am he. Now, we find that he was blind before. We find that he was a beggar. Again, that's us without Jesus. You're nothing but a blind beggar. You're a sinner that's lost, that needs a Savior. And that Savior is the Lord Jesus. Well, this man had made a change. He was blind. He was blind from what time? He was blind from birth, if you'll remember. Now we find that he can see, and the neighbors begin to see the difference. The neighborhood beginning to talk. They're beginning to wonder. Some say, yes, this is he. Others say, no, I don't know. It's just like him. Because you see, they knew the man was blind. And they knew that there was no way that this man could see. But there was a way for this man to see. And that was by and through the person of Jesus Christ. God came to earth to seek and to save those that are lost. And we have such a beautiful example of our spiritual blindness. We are blind, we're dead in our sin. This man was blind and he was born blind, as we are born in our sin. So was this man born blind. Now let's see, let's find how he could see, so that we can find how we can see and receive the light. Again, verse 5, I am the light of the world. Let's keep that in mind, because that's Jesus speaking there. I am the light of the world. He confirms without a question. All of a sudden now, all concerns, all doubts are taken care of. and they're taken care of by the man himself. He says, I am he. Therefore they said unto him, they come right back with the question, how were thine eyes opened? Now you see what happens when we have a testimony, when somebody sees something different. Why don't you go into the tavern anymore? Why? I've noticed you don't curse anymore. I've noticed that on Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night you go to church. I've noticed your talk's different. You don't visit the same places. I've noticed that you've gotten victory over this and you've gotten victory over that. I've seen this difference. What's happened? Do you know what to say? That's what happens if you're a true believer in Jesus Christ. There will be a difference. And you should walk differently. People should see a difference. This man here was blind. Now he can see. There was a difference. He confirmed in verse 9, I am he. He begins now and they ask him a question. Therefore said him, how were thine eyes opened? And he answered. Listen to this. A man that is called Jesus, made clay, anointed mine eyes, said to me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. I went and washed, and I received sight. Now, too often, we work for a little while trying to figure out, get our testimony just right so it really sounds good. You know, this man made it very simple. And you know how you can keep your testimony very simple? Say what you know. That's all you have to do. Say what you know. I'll tell you what I know. I know that because of the reading of the Word of God, I was listening to tapes, cassette tapes, of many verses of Scripture. And some of these verses of Scripture, I repeat to you many times. There were many Old Testament Scripture verses. There were many from the book of Isaiah. Some from Genesis, some from Romans, some from here in John. Many verses of Scripture. And as I listened to those verses of Scripture over and over again, and then I begin to question, as they did, they wondered, is this really the blind man? Some says yes, others says no, it's like him. Well, the blind man knew, because he was no longer blind. But he was, and he knew he was blind. He says, I am he. As I listened to these scripture, you know what I found? I found that I was blind. I didn't know it before. They didn't make me any less blind before, but I didn't know it. You see, that's what the Word of God does. The Word of God exposes the darkness we're in. It shows us our darkness. And you know how we can find the darkness that we're in? Only by the presence of some light do we recognize that we're in darkness. And that exposure to the light comes by the Word of God. And as we listen to the Word of God, or we read the Word of God, and as I listened to these tapes, I decided that no, that was different than my Bible. So I dusted my Bible off, and I opened my Bible up, and I read those verses of Scripture, and I read before, and I read after. And instead of recognizing that the tapes were wrong, I recognized that I was wrong, because it was the light. What did we find in verse 5? I am the light of the world. And you know what I did? All I can tell you is what I did. I got down on my knees between the house and the Pharaoh house, and I asked Jesus to come into my heart and save me. And he did. All of a sudden, I could see. I love his word. I love studying the word, the truth, the simple word of God. All I can tell you is how I was saved. And he saved me. It wasn't the words, it wasn't the place. The words that I said, or the place that I knelt. But it is the word of God that touches your heart, that allows that light to come in just enough that you can see how dark and dirty you are. And you'll recognize all of a sudden that I need a Savior. I've got to be saved. And Jesus is there. This man was blind. Jesus called him. He knew he was blind. Maybe you don't. I didn't. But I found and recognized my blindness by the Word of God. That's the reason I bring the Word to you. He says, why, if I'm not blind, why do you want to show me that I'm blind? You are blind. You just don't see it. You just can't recognize it. But you're just as blind. So I must bring the light to you that you'll see and recognize your blindness and you'll come to the Lord Jesus. This man here, look what he said. A man that is called Jesus. He didn't know anything about him. It's just a man that's called Jesus. Isn't it wonderful that he used the name that's above every name? That name is Jesus. Jesus made clay. He anointed my eyes. You know, I've watched folks before that speak the name of Jesus. They can't. I've even witnessed people that can't sing a hymn when the name of Jesus, especially if it's repeated several times. The name of Jesus. There's power in that name. And if you're in darkness and you keep singing that name or saying that name, it's not going to be long that you're going to get saved or you're going to run for your life because you hate that light. Will you please trust in that light and come to the Lord Jesus? He said, Jesus made clay, anointed mine eyes, said to me, go to the pool of Siloam, wash, and I went, washed, and I received sight. What a testimony. What a simple testimony. I told you my testimony. That's the day I was saved. That was back in 1975. 1975 is the day I came to know the Lord Jesus. Oh, it's a wonderful day. It's a wonderful life. It's been such a joy to bring the Word of God that others may come to Jesus. It's so enjoyable then to feed upon the Word of God after we have come to know Him as our Savior. This man gave a very simple testimony. They wanted to know, said to him, where is he? And he said, I don't know. He didn't. Please don't make this big story up and this big testimony up that, boy, people will just be so taken by it. No, you keep it simple and keep it clear that every man, woman, and child that hears your testimony will be touched by it. And take the Word of God to them. Jesus spoke to this man. Then he touched this man. And he gave this man instruction. And this man followed it to the letter. Now when he repeated his testimony, he didn't say that Jesus spit on the ground and made clay of the spittle and then anointed my eyes, did he? Let's look to see. He made clay. This man was blind. He didn't know what Jesus did. But he knew he made clay because he could feel it on his eyes. That's all he knew. Tell people what you know. Don't tell people what you don't know. Don't give this big long spiel and this big long line. No. You're trying to be something important, aren't you? Jesus is the important one here. Jesus is the one that's in the beginning and in the front. Please keep him there. Stop trying to get yourself built up a little higher so you look good. This man gave a good testimony. He said what he knew. He made clay, anointed my eyes, and he said to me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. He also carried out the part that was due him. He told me, and I did it. I went, and I washed, and I received my sight. What a wonderful testimony. That was to the neighbors. Now we find, and again, I kind of circle things in my Bible. We find another group here, don't we? They brought him to the Pharisees, him that aforetime was blind. It was a Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. We're given that information. Then again, the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. Every time we'll have an opportunity to give our testimony. Let's see what this man says. Verse 15, middle of it. He put clay upon my eyes, and I washed, and I do see. What a testimony. What a clear testimony. I wish he would have said Jesus. But you see, the Pharisees, according to the Word, had already put into place that if any man did confess that he was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Now, I'm sure words of this went through all the people. This man was blind, not deaf. When he stood before the neighbors, he testified, Jesus, this man that is called Jesus, made clay. But before the Pharisees now, sad to say, he's backed up just a little bit. He put clay upon mine eyes, and I washed and do see. Yes, he gave the credit to the Lord Jesus. We praise him for that, but I wish he'd have named the name of Jesus. We do the same thing. We get around the rough group, the religious group. Well, we kind of back up just a little bit, don't we? We kind of lose a little of our boldness in our testimony. But this man was blind. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, they got to visiting amongst themselves now after they'd heard this man's testimony. And the testimony was true, and the testimony was good. It was simple, and it was clear. And we must do the same with any of our testimonies. I hope you have a testimony. I hope you have something to testify of. I hope you know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Now, as we look to the Word of God, we find now, then again the Pharisees also ask him, he said, he put clay upon mine eyes, and I washed and do see. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, this man is not of God. Speaking of Jesus. This man is not of God. Why do they clarify that? Because he keepeth not the Sabbath day. They're trying to establish whether Jesus is God or not. Now the problem is, because he has done this on the Sabbath day, breaks none of the laws. Yes, it will break a tradition that the Pharisees have established, that the Jews have added through the years. And we need to be so careful that when we walk with the Lord Jesus, that we do not carry along with us traditions that is not the truth, not the Word of God. We get so used to doing something, and we do it the same way year after year and way after day after day and week after week, that it must be right. Well, they would write it in. If this was right, then let's make it a little bit better. And so they carried things beyond where the Lord had originally intended them to be. And they would make that the law. If this is good, then this will be better. Not necessarily. Not if it's not God spoken. But here, they just kept adding to it. And so by them adding what they added, then it seemed as though that he had broken the law. No one would break the Sabbath. God cannot break the Sabbath. God is perfect. And so because he has broken the Sabbath, he's not God. See, they're trying to figure it out. And you're probably doing the same thing where you're at right now. You're trying to figure out, with this Jesus that he keeps talking about, is he really the Savior, and do I really just need to come by faith to him? Do I really just, is it that simple? I want to know. And so you begin to think it out. I'm going to tell you to come by faith and believe in the Lord Jesus. The Word of God says it, so don't cipher on it, just do it. Come to Jesus today and confess your sin, or you'll eternally be blind. This man here, when he came before the Pharisees, he gave the same testimony, pretty close to the same testimony, but they decided, since it was on the Sabbath day, that this man could not be of God. Others said, how can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? You see, they had a problem. Because this, that all the same group, as they were over here, one small group decided to, they kind of thought it all out, and they said, well, now, he can't be God or of God because he broke the Sabbath. They kind of put this over here. It's just like taking it on the chalkboard, and they're going to try to figure this out. Okay, God, down here, he's done a miracle that no man can do, but he broke the Sabbath. So that makes him, he cannot be God or of God. So that's out. He's away. But they still have to contend with this problem of this great miracle, because no sinner can do that. But instead of listening and watching and realizing that they weren't talking about a law that Jesus had broken, because he kept every law. He's perfect. If they would have looked to the real law and not the tradition, they wouldn't have missed this. But you see, they didn't want to see it, because they didn't even recognize that they were in darkness, that they're still blind. Let's look at the next what comes to pass here. How can a man that is a sinner do such miracles? There was a division among them. Jesus will cause division. The world says unite. Jesus causes division, even amongst the lost. These people were lost. They were religious leaders that would not accept Jesus as their Savior. They were lost. And yet even among them, there was division. Well, there certainly should be division between the lost and the saved. And yet today all we hear is unity. Let's come together as one. No, let's come together as one in Jesus Christ, with the truth being our common bond. We cannot come, I refuse to come together with anyone that denies the Word of God. And you say, well, Larry, that doesn't eliminate too many. That eliminates a lot. And I'll make it a little clearer than that. It eliminates almost everyone. There are very few out there today that follow after the Word of God. They have decided some areas of the Scripture they like, some they don't. They don't agree with, they don't believe in hell. They do believe in hell. You can't imagine what people are thinking today and how they deny the truth. He gave the testimony, but I'm telling you that it caused division. But you know what it did to this blind man that's been healed, that now has his sight? He said in an earlier scripture up here that I don't know where he went. And he called him a man that is called Jesus. Well, you see what this has done to him as these Pharisees are working this out, trying to figure out. Here's this simple man that can't read nor write. And yet, They said unto the blind man again, verse 17, what sayest thou of him that he hath opened thine eyes? And he said, he's a prophet. You see what it did to him? He was beginning to grow. That's what the Word of God does to the believer. My dear friend, will you come to Jesus and trust in him? Call on him today. My friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?